Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Dear Sayyid, marriage is an important aspect of life, perhaps even the most important aspect of life, especially as believers and faithful mu'mineen, inshallah.
Sure.
So our subject today is how we, when we are raising our children, raise them to become prepared for a marriage, for a married life. How should we go on about instilling that marriage is the foundation of life, and how should we go about teaching our children how to be respectively husbands and wives?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. I mean, throughout all the episodes that we have, we spoke so much about the importance of the role the father and mother play in
right.
the family and how the kids, they learn from the environment they're in.
Yeah.
Now, the first stage in trying to prepare a child for marriage, well, let's not say a child, let's say a teenager, because
right.
that might be sensitive to some people.
Right. True.
To prepare a teenager for marriage is that they need to see a stable house themselves.
Right.
Now, when a father and mother constantly trying to kill one another and trying to, I don't know,
murder one another with words.
Yeah, so it's right. constantly a war zone.
Right.
That child, the last thing he would ever consider is marriage. Because
right.
he says, I don't want to be like my dad, and I don't want to have a woman like my mom.
Right.
So this is going to be subconscious mindset for him.
Just like with Islam.
Yeah, and then he says to him, but you have to get married. Or as Muslims, I mean, if he was non-Muslims, they're like, no need for marriage, have a girlfriend and problem solved.
Right.
For us, obviously, we can't have girlfriends. He knows that at some stage he needs to get married.
Right, yeah.
Right, but he's like, that's okay, I can delay it. I'm not in a hurry.
I can delay it.
Let me get 30, let me finish uni.
Let me finish university, right.
Let me finish
a job.
Yeah, he finds a job, let me have some money,
right.
let me buy a car,
a
let
house.
Me have a deposit for a house.
Right, right.
So, by the time he's 35, 38, maybe he might find someone. And
right.
that marriage may be, and a big maybe it might last, might not last. So
right.
the idea, as you were, is that at the beginning, the root has to be the family itself.
The family image picture.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. So if I was loving and caring towards my wife, and I've shown my kids nothing but love and affection in the house,
right.
obviously they would want to get married very quickly. And I've seen this with a lot of boys. Once 15, 16, 17, they said, we are ready to get married.
Right.
And I'm like, so I think of, I look at the family history and their parents are good. So they have no issues.
Happy life.
They had a happy life.
So they see that their parents are living a happy life. And
so they want to have that as well. They want to
right.
start their own thing. And when I say to them, why don't you get married? They're like, my parents won't agree. So
right.
that's another issue.
Right. Dear Sayyid, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how we should instill the love and respect of marriage into our children so that they themselves will like to get married. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So we're saying that first and foremost, we begin from the house itself. That's the first stage.
Being an example.
Yeah, being an example. Right. Second stage is education.
Right.
You need to educate them properly in this matter, okay? Now, maybe, like you said, it's a taboo topic for a lot of parents.
Right.
But at least the you know, as we say, the outlines, the right. framework has to be laid out to them.
That's the general idea.
Yeah, general idea that, you know, right. you need to get married, you need to have children, you need to start a family.
Right.
And so from when they're young, we kind of, when we talk to them, we tell them, tomorrow you're going to get married, you're going to have children of your own, right. you think of your future. So as they get older, especially once they, you know, they start to get into their teen years,
right.
then that mental preparation is required.
Right, they have that concept,
yeah,
and idea.
Yeah, so for example, the mother was starting to talk to her daughter, you know, in her teenage years as she's, right. you know, in the beginning. Okay, now you need to learn to, for example, do things for yourself. You need to learn to cook, you learn to do this, just in case you get married.
Right.
And same thing with the boy. You need to be more responsible. You need to, you know, take care of. You need to find a job. You right. need to, you know, save some money. So there's this mental preparation has right. to be done as well. And also, you know, because it's a very sensitive age, so there has to be a system of monitoring. You have to monitor to see, because with a lot of guys and girls, it shows on them. Like once they reach that peak, you can see it on their, for example, steady goes down. Their morals goes down.
Right.
So everything changes. Their body changes. You know, physically it's start to change.
Hormones.
Yeah, hormones. So everything right. starts to change and play. So you can see that when you can see that things are happening, then you need to approach marriage, right. and you say to them, okay, you know what? It's a good time to look for a wife for you.
Right.
Now, most parents, when they think that it's marriage, they assume that you can. You're going to go tomorrow, find a lady, or a lady goes, finds a guy, and they have to marry second day.
Right.
That's not how it
then
is.
You live
for
together
example,
now.
That's how would I do it. I would introduce the idea of marriage to him now as he's ready to get married.
Right.
This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right way, the correct way, the better way, the healthy way.
Right.
Every possible way you can think of, this is it. You know,
right.
to be healthy, to be safe, to be smart, to be whatever,
right.
now is the age for it. Now, let's go look for a lady. If we find a lady.
So find a partner.
If we find a partner for mm-hmm. him, okay, if everything goes well, they can talk to each other for a while, get to know each other. If
right.
everything goes smoothly, then we take it a step further. We go ask for her hand.
Engagement.
Engagement and proper. And then if this works out, give them a year, 2 years.
To prepare themselves.
To prepare themselves right. and to continue their studies.
Right.
By the time they're 18, they're married. End of problem.
End of story.
So
right.
by the time he gets married, he's already ready. So, for example, let me make this very, very practical for you.
Right. Right?
My daughter's already engaged.
Right.
Right? Well, I found a good guy. I, you know, because I am the kind of the father that likes to go by the sunnah. The Quran says...
Of course.
And this is something that a lot of people don't pay attention to. The Quran says, you know the story of Musa and the daughters of Shu'aib?
Yes.
When he came to the well?
Right.
She said, Ya abati sta'ajirhu. Oh, father, rent him. فَخَيْرَ مَنْ سَجَتَ الْقَوِيَ الْأَمِينَ You know, the good ones that you can rent, الْقَوِيَ الْأَمِينَ
For work.
For work.
Rent
so
for
he
work.
Said,
right.
he said, invite him over. And then Shu'aib said to him, he said, I want to marry you one of my daughters. Right? But Shu'aib understood that his daughter, through these words, she wanted Musa.
Right.
Right? So he went and he asked a man for his daughter. He did not wait for the man to come and ask.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
when I found a good guy, I'm like, okay. So introduce them.
Why,
they like each other. They seem to be going very well. They've been talking to each other for 7 months. Now it's all good.
Right. On that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat. Ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upping. Today we are discussing marriage and how to do the whole process of marriage. Mm-hmm. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us even further.
Yeah, so I'm saying I'm making it a practical thing, and the Quran wants it to be practical.
It is
and
a practical
easy,
thing.
Right? So, right, like I said, so inshallah, by the time my daughter gets married and this boy gets married, they're in the 18 years, they have finished school, they are into university. That right. should help them with their life, should help them with their studies, and obviously with the support of their parents.
Of course.
And this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is exactly what the Quran wants. That's how me and you keep the community and the society safe. Because now we have so many problems in this regard. We have so many addictions. I don't want to name names, right?
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about.
They stem from lust and then the
use. Yeah, so now there are so much addiction and so much haram means being created for boys and girls to keep themselves away from marriage.
Right.
Now, if we leave it to the media and leave our kids to social media and to the internet,
to a Western
and to the Western
theology.
Ideology,
right.
then we'll surely lose. And now the trend is that you can see that with most of the series that they're making this illegitimate relationship series,
right.
like How I Met Your Mother, Grace and I Don't Know What, and right. all these series that you see. And even beginning with Friends, mind you. Friends began right. in the 90s, right?
Right?
Where a bunch of guys living with a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And they, you know, everything goes on. So what's the point of marriage? And they portray marriage as a very bad thing.
That's a very difficult decision.
You know,
decision.
They're constantly speaking down on marriage. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Az-zawaj sunnati, faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni."
Right.
It's part of my tradition. If you do not want to do my tradition, then you're not part of my
narration.
My ummah.
That says and marriage even, is the most sacred foundation you can build in Islam.
It is. مَا بُيْنِ بِنَانْ خَيْرًا مِنَ الزَّوَاجِ And even Islamically, if you find yourself in haram's way, then it's compulsory upon you to get wajib. Right. Now, I ask the question to every parent. What are the chances your son is not committing haram as it is? Or your daughter.
Right.
So that they are in haram, so they're committing the haram, which means what? Which means marriage is wajib on them. It's not a matter of recommendation because we have the phone in our locked up rooms and you can imagine what happens next.
Of course.
Right. So now it's even Islamically, even fiqh wise from jurisprudence, it could be, I'm not saying it is, it could be even wajib.
Just to even put it in more simpler terms for our listeners who may be reacting strongly to what we are saying, just consider your child as getting a girlfriend or a boyfriend, respectively.
Yeah, just Islamically.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just an Islamic way, an encouraged way, and a recommended and mustahab way.
Yeah, exactly.
So take something that is sinful and very wrong in Islam that is happening in our Western societies and unfortunately even in our Islamic societies, and turn the process to completely lawful and encouraged.
Absolutely.
Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time today and also thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in, but we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions, comments, or just some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. We also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Take care.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.